This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Hey, happy Sunday, everybody. This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to this week's show of Charlottesville Insights. On this program, we love to talk about real estate and the quality of life in Central Virginia. Make sure you check us out on the web at realestate3.com, or you can visit our Facebook fan page at Charlottesville Insights. You can also follow me on Twitter. At Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle, and I'm sending out tweets throughout the week about what's going on in the world of real estate. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. Check out their awesome website. It's movementmortgage.com. You can check out the latest on interest rates and get yourself pre-approved before you begin your house hunt in this fall real estate market of 2014. And also make sure you check out Real Estate 3 TV. Our TV show airs every Sunday at 7 and 10 o'clock in the morning and 11:30 at night. It's brought to you by our good friends over at Newsplex, and that's on Fox, ABC, and CBS. Well, today is another big Sunday in the early fall real estate market. To shop for your new home, you can check out today's Daily Progress, where Real Estate 3 has a full-page ad with photos and directions and lots of homes that are open today for you to go check out. You can also check out our website, realestate3.com, anytime to find your dream home. Back with us on the show today, we have Mike Gaffney. Mike is the owner of Gaffney Homes, and he's one of the area's premier custom builders. We'll check in with Mike on the state of new construction and home building in the greater Charlottesville market. Before we do that, here's a quick look at this week's real estate headlines. First up, on the realestate3.com, it's the Gaffney Market Report. Why a slowdown in the under 200,000 market is actually a good thing. We're going to talk about that on the show in just a moment. From CNBC, lower rates fail to fuel home buyers. We're going to talk about what that means later on the show. From the KCM blog, we have five reasons to sell before the winter hits. We'll get in on those five reasons in just a few minutes. Wall Street Journal has an article out. We're definitely going to get Mike Gaffney's take on this. Chinese home builders bet on the U.S. rebound. We're going to talk about what it means from the builder perspective. We have one more article we'll mention, then we're going to take a break. Wall Street Journal, underwater luxury home prices rise above the tide. We're going to talk about that and a lot more in the real estate market. This is Charlottesville Insights. We'll be back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
And welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have back with us Mike Gaffney. I think we've officially declared that you and I are related because, Mike, I get asked that virtually every day. And a lot of people think I'm you, and I'm flattered when they say that because you're now, besides being an awesome home builder, you're Mr. Marathon Man. So you look great. You're keeping the Gaffney name very positive out there.
And I hear you're getting faster, too.
No, I am not. I'm trying awfully hard.
Well, I'm going to go down to Richmond and watch you run the Richmond Half Marathon in November and congratulate you at the finish.
Any chance you'd run for me as like a sub?
No, I don't think so. and you need the pleasure of going across that finish line.
Anyway, Mike Gaffney, owner of Gaffney Custom Homes, on the show with us today, one of the area's premier custom builders. Mike, we have a lot of news to talk about, and I really want to get your take on this news. So let me tee it up for you. The first one actually is a blog post that I wrote. It's on the realestate3.com website. Why a slowdown in the under 200,000 market is actually a good thing. And let me open your mind to this hypothesis. So there's been about a 20% drop in sales under 200,000 when we look going back the last 2 years. And so when we dig into the under 200,000 market, it's mostly comprised of two types of buyers. One is the first-time home buyer, and the second is the investor. Now, the first-time home buyer, we've talked about on this show all year long that the first-time home buyer has been a little bit hesitant this year. There's several reasons for that. We've seen a little fluctuation in interest rates, but to start the year, rates were up a little bit. We had that long winter. It was hard to, particularly for first-time home buyers, to purchase a home in the first quarter of the year. And then you had some increased regulation on the lending side, so there was a perception that it was harder to get a loan. And then, of course, you have, for the first-time homebuyers, a little bit of job security or insecurity, as whatever the case might be. So we've talked about the first-time homebuyers, but the reason, my hypothesis, that why I think it's a good thing for the market is that the investors have been purchasing a lot of distressed properties the last 5 years and a whole lot in the last 2 years. And my hypothesis is that a lot of the distressed properties have worked their way out of the system. And so the fact that those numbers are down compared to 2 years ago is actually a good thing because that means we are returning potentially to a more normalized market where you have less distressed properties. Mike Gaffney, are you buying that?
You know, I buy it in a little way.
Okay.
The looking back at 2006, 2007, I don't know that we had much inventory at all under 200,000. And the fact that once the downturn hit, that was a much larger inventory base. And I'm thinking that, and you alluded to it, the inventory there is dwindling, and maybe what's left people just don't have interest in, or they can't get a loan on and won't appraise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the investors have to be looking at other things to put their money into because right. There are other opportunities in right. The market.
Right. I think, though, as we look forward to this fall, I think that we are going to see an incredible uptick in the under, I'm going to stretch it a little bit further, in the under 300,000 market. Because I think what you're going to see this fall, after, you know, we kind of shake off the summer market and, you know, everybody's kind of back to school, and then all of a sudden you get this great weather in September, people start thinking about buying homes again. And there's this 60 to 75 day window in the fall. And the reason I think that we're going to see not quite a tsunami of purchasing, but I think you're going to see an uptick of purchasing, is because people are finally going to tune into that interest rates have dropped lower than they were this time last year. They're at about a little under 4.25 on the 30-year fixed, and I think people are going to start to tune into that. But the other thing that's happened in the marketplace is that the sellers have gotten really, really sharp on their price. And I think when you have this kind of this convergence of buyers who have all of a sudden reemerged and sellers who have adjusted their prices because maybe they've had their house on the market all summer and it hasn't had a lot of activity, so the sellers have lowered. When you have the meeting of those two, I think we're going to have a really good fall market.
Well, and I think that the public needs to know that the Fed, the easy money with the Fed, is coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And those low 4% interest rates are going to be a thing of the past.
Yes.
I don't know whether it will start changing this fall, but it could be as early as this fall.
Mm-hmm.
So the sooner the better to lock in those rates. And you can carry that for 30 years. But in another year or two, those rates could be a point, 2 points higher.
Next article from CNBC, lower rates fail to fuel home buyers. Let me read you a couple bullet points from this article. Rates dropped to their lowest level in over a year, but that wasn't enough to move potential home buyers off the fence. Rates decreased to 4.25% from 4.28%. It's the lowest level since June of last year. They did note in this article that refis are starting to jump back up again. So I think we get to a certain number where it's people start to pay attention, and we're getting close to that number again. When you get down, I spoke with some of our loan officers over at Movement Mortgage, and they have pumped out some loans here recently that were in the high threes.
That is attractive.
Yes, that gets somebody's attention again.
Yeah, the interesting thing, though, is that it's still everything is driven by consumer confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I think that's holding this country back is the confidence in our president. You know, his ratings are about as low as they've ever been. And a lot of that is what's going on internationally. And people, if they're not confident in the country, if they're not confident in their jobs, they're going to sit on the sidelines and wait until they feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Things probably won't change in their world at all, but they want to feel better about
mm-hmm.
that.
It's a good point. We hear that a lot on the news now. Let me hit you up with this article from the KCM blog, 5 Reasons to Sell Before Winter Hits. And as we mentioned just a moment ago, there's about 75 days left of this fall market. So if you are going to sell your home, and not every home will sell this year, but if you are going to sell your home, if your home's been on the market, you have to take a really good look at your price. And price is what's moving properties today. So really take a good look at the price. But here's 5 reasons to sell before winter hits. Mike Gaffney, I want your take on this. And I'm going to rattle off 5 of them. Tell me what you think. Number 1, demand is strong now. Number 2, less competition now. Number 3, the process will be quicker. Number 4, there will never be a better time to move up. And number 5, it's time to move on with your life.
You know, the time to move on with your life, I think.
Yes.
I remember in the mid-90s, the downturn we had, and we had just started building in Glenmore. And there were so many people that had come down from the Northeast and bought lots in Glenmore and were waiting to sell their homes in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
And they waited year after year. They couldn't get the value that they thought it was once worth. And after about 3 years, they finally said, look, I got to move on with my life.
Yes.
I am going to sell my house for what the market will bear.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to build a new house, and I'm going to have a new life in Charlottesville, Virginia.
And move on.
And move on. And I think that we all get to that point at some time, and I think this would be a great year to do it because the prices have been slowly coming up.
Yes.
And they'll get a better price than they would have gotten in the last few years.
Had a good friend of mine just in the last 2 weeks. House has been for sale for 3 years. It's over $1 million. And there hasn't been more than 7 or 8 showings on the property. Well, he finally got that buyer. And for any of our sellers, the time to really pay attention is when somebody comes back to look at the home the second time. The first time, you know, people are kind of shopping, and oftentimes they come in and out pretty quickly. But when they come back that second time, you know you have a live one. And so for my friend, they came back the second time. They came back the third time. They put in the offer. It was dreadfully low compared to what he was looking for, but they negotiated and ended up coming to a kind of a win-win scenario. But I think where I'm headed with this, he finally got to the point where it's time to move on. He wants to build a new home, different style, different size. His needs have changed. Kids have grown. Time to move on.
Mm-hmm. So, market, let's move on.
Let's move on. Wall Street Journal, and then we're going to take a break here in just a second. Wall Street Journal, Chinese home builders bet on U.S. rebound. I should probably save this for after the break because I have a lot of comments on this. But here's the note on this. Small Chinese builders are following their larger brethren into the U.S., betting that the recovering American housing sector will help them expand as China struggles with its cooling market. Think we'll see any Chinese builders coming into the Central Virginia?
I don't think we'll see them in Charlottesville. They may be going into the top 10 markets.
Yes. The bigger metro areas.
Charlottesville, maybe another 10 or 15 years.
This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Mike Gaffney, owner of Gaffney Homes.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. realestate3.com.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and our guest on the program today is Mike Gaffney, owner of Gaffney Homes, one of the area's premier custom builders. Mike, I want to make a comment right before we took the break. We were talking about these Chinese home builders bet on the U.S. rebound. Here was one of the comments I wanted your take on. Right at the downturn in 2008, 2009, you had this Dodd-Frank regulations that came out on lending, and they all seemed like they made sense to rein in some of the lending regulations. But one of the things that happened is during the downturn, almost all the banks across the board stopped lending to small home builders. I guess you can probably relate to this. And a lot of home builders, unlike yourself, but a lot of home builders, the small ones, they went out of business. They couldn't get any lines of credit. And if they had any lines of credit, the banks called them, and it forced a lot of builders out of business. And so as a result of this Dodd-Frank tightening and of the lending regulations for these banks, we saw a lot of builders fold. The ones that remained were mostly the larger and publicly traded builders are doing well. But there was this void. What I'm trying to say is a void was created. An unintended consequence of the Dodd-Frank regulation is that a lot of small builders got wiped out, and now a void is created. And you and I know nature hates a vacuum, and so in comes so as a result of the Dodd-Frank regulation, you now have Chinese builders moving into that void. What do you think?
We definitely have new builders moving into that void. They're not Chinese builders. We have some great young local builders, some not so young, that are getting into the market. But I think it's much more controlled. The pendulum swings. Yes. As Randy Wade always said, he was waiting for a downturn because there were way too many small builders out there.
Yes.
Everybody with a pickup truck was a builder.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, because money was so easy, everybody got funding from banks and built. And it was way overdone for many years. When the pendulum swung the other way, it took out most of those small builders. And there is a vacuum, and it's being filled, but it's being filled slowly because the banks still aren't lending money.
Right. What about in our local economy? You see, it's really ended up, a lot of the home building is being dominated by just a few builders. Really, you have just a few that are doing the most building, and good for them for surviving the downturn and seeing the opportunity. But it seems like for the consumer, it's limited a little bit of the choice.
Yeah, and I've been out looking at the current for sale inventory, to basically contract and spec building, and to see how much variety there is. But I can't imagine that there is a great variety to choose from. And that certainly helps those of us who build custom and semi-custom homes, because we can build what the consumer wants.
So you have found your niche, and it may have actually helped your business, the fact that you have a small number of large builders who a lot of them can't make changes and modifications, which may end up driving some of those customers to you to say, hey, I want what I want.
Right. And they can make changes and modifications, but they can't make the ones for everyone.
Right.
You know, it's still that production home. And ours are custom, and I think it really shows.
Yes, it definitely shows. Let's hit this article. Wall Street Journal, underwater luxury homes rise above the tide. The gist of this article is that 2.8% of mortgaged homes valued at over $1 million or more are underwater, and that's down from 4.2% last year. Overall, 17% of homes at all price points are underwater. The highest rates for underwater homes, it surprised me, Baltimore, Phoenix, Riverside, California. The hardest hit areas were down 24.6% from their peaks. But here's what's interesting. In the footnote of this article, homes are selling over $1 million, the strongest since 2007. That's a good thing.
That is a great thing, because that market has been so dead. At some point, I think I remember seeing a statistic that there was, based on current sales, there was a 20-year supply of homes over $1 million in our area.
I have told several clients lately that if you want to get, everybody asks, what's the best deal in the marketplace? One of the answers to that is, if you want a great deal, if you're willing to go into that million to million five price range, a lot of those properties are properties that, honestly, if you're looking at a home that's priced at $1.3 million, $1.4 million today, at the peak of the market, it was probably worth over $2 million.
I would guess that that's pretty accurate. Now, when you're looking at those homes, they're going to be dated. You know, even if they're 10 years old, that still means the appliances are 10 years old, carpeting's 10 years old, plumbing fixtures are 10 years old. They probably need some work. And we've done some of those remodels to bring them back up into a condition that they are looking for in the house. So you may be getting 35 to 40% discount based on what those houses might have been valued in 2007. But then you need to put some money in to bring them back up.
That's a good point. And you mentioned the remodeling part of your business. Talk to me from your perspective. What does the consumer look like who's walking into your office today and is talking remodeling? Are they the same consumer that walked in 10 years ago? Or are these consumers who used to sell and move up or move down, and now they're deciding, instead of getting into the market, to just kind of fix what they have?
I think a lot of it now is more remodeling within the existing four walls of their homes, as opposed to putting on large additions. 10 years ago, it was bigger additions. We're still doing screen porches and things like that. But they're updating their homes in place. They're, you know, we're gutting kitchens, gutting bathrooms, rebuilding all those, putting new stainless steel appliances and granite countertops, and but we're not really blowing out and adding 1,000 square feet here and there. And people aren't, that mega home still is not the goal of most people.
From your professional eye, what, and based on all the remodeling that you've done through the years, what do you think is the best bang for the buck if somebody is kind of looking to update their home? Is it still the kitchen?
Still the kitchen and the master bath.
So to take a home that's 10 or 15 years old and to upgrade the counters, the cabinets, and the appliances makes still, from your eye, makes sense.
Yes.
Makes a big difference.
Absolutely. Makes a big difference in their how they live in the house and how long they will live in the house.
Mike, I have one more article to mention from the Investor's Business Daily, which is Joe Aus' favorite newspaper. Home buyers age 55 plus make move as house values rise. We see a lot of that crowd in the greater Charlottesville market, the 55 plus. And they're starting to, as this article mentions, they're starting to be able to sell their properties where they currently live, and they're moving. We see them all the time out at Glenmore and some of our other properties. But you're seeing that 55 crowd, 55 and up crowd, is ready to go, as opposed to what we always talk about, the millennial crowd, the first-time home buyers. They may be hesitant, but the first 55 and over crowd, they're ready to go.
Yeah, I agree. I think the same thing we were talking about earlier. They've waited, and they're getting to the point where they want to be changing their focus and moving on from where they are.
Article also mentions most of them have done very well in the stock market the last few years, and that helps if you have to take a little hit on the house to release some equity. And that selling their existing home to move into the new one. Mike Gaffney, thanks for being on the show. This is Charlottesville Insights. Can you give us a prediction for the UVA football season? You think we're going to have a winning season, Mike?
I think we're going to a bowl game this year.
I'm an optimist just like you.
I said that earlier, and I'll repeat it. Somebody said, which games are we going to win? I can't predict that.
Have a great Sunday, everyone.